Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has created, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. And it's prayer first, and it's like the dew in the morning time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know that some would say, well, how can you be so excited with all the things that are going on? You know, the joy that we have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. We can't let situations and circumstances, and I know that the winds of time and the winds of life and the winds of nature can really become devastating and life-threatening. But we have to know without a shadow of a doubt and encourage each other, knowing that God is in control. You have to remind me, I have to remind you, that our Maker, the Maker and the Creator of the heavens and the earth, is in control, and that we can call on Him at any time, and He will allow us to know that He is with us, and He will not leave us. Though we go through many trials and tribulations, He's there, and His joy that He gives us, hallelujah, His joy, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. So we ask God for the manifestation of His joy, His peace, the calm, hallelujah, in the midst of the storm, hallelujah. Not our will, my God, but Thine will be done, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank Him for calming the storm. And if we must go through the storm, then we ask Him to cover us and be with us like He was with the sons of the three Hebrew boys. Amen? Hallelujah. And like when He was with Noah. Oh, my God. So many examples of the mightiness and the awesomeness of God. But we allow fear to substitute our knowledge of God. We allow fear to run rampant because we begin to have a visual of the consequences that has been made up and the picture that fear has painted before our eyes. But we need each other to hold and remind us to hold on to the Word of God, and knowing that God, the Almighty God, who we shout and fall out and pass out and say He loves us, this God, this great God, who spoke and there was light, hallelujah, this great God who made the heavens and the earth, oh God, this great God is in control. The scripture tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers us out of them all. I had a cousin to tell me to say not too long ago. He just funeral out. And I don't know if you know what that means, that they were coming back to back, mother, brother, sister, wife, back to back, cousins, back to back. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Talking about the stones of life. And so many of us have so many stories of our life that we can share. So many segments, I'll say, of our life that we can share with one another. And I believe that's why all of a sudden you hear people say, you tell your story. It's a reason for that. Pay attention to what's going on then you can see the spiritual significance of what's going on. Tell your story. That's your testimony. Share your testimony. Ask God who He has desire for you to release a segment of your testimony, or what part of it. Fill your mouth with words at the set time and the anointed time to bring about a change in someone's life. That's what it's all about. Start paying attention. The Lord dropped that in my spirit. Is that? He said, just say, pay attention. And I know people are like, well, what's she to pay attention to what? Pay attention, baby. Just pay attention. Hallelujah. Pay attention. You don't have to be paranoid. Just pay attention. It's great wisdom all around us. God is speaking. Catch it. Pay attention. But the first thing we do, let us give God glory for His sovereignty, knowing that He is in control. He is in control. And He has given us the authority over the works of His hand. Pay attention. And He has given us the power to speak those things that be in us as though they were. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Study your word. Ask God to open your mind of understanding and give you the tongue and the mind of the wise. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Pay attention. Hallelujah. Ask Him to renew you and refresh you. Why am I saying singular? Because it's personal. It's personal. It's personal. I do it for me, you do it for you. Then we pray that God gives the manifestation to us. How about that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have been instructed that I need to do an outline, and every time I think I have this outline, I wish you could see it. All the scriptures and what I'm going to say, time I come on, and I just don't get there. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. I thank the Lord today for His kindness, and I thank the Holy Ghost for moving, and I really pray that each one who's listening now and who's listening will be listening later at some later point of time, that God will bless you so good that He will encourage you and He will refresh and renew and empower you and give you the understanding that He wants a relationship with you. And I pray that He meets your every need. Oh, my God. I pray that you be so full of His knowledge. And you become so full of His knowledge. You're full of His desire and His will for your life. Hallelujah. That nothing can tear it down. That nothing can sway you in the opposite direction, that you know without a doubt that who you are in Him, and you have the knowledge of God, hallelujah, for your life, hallelujah. I pray that for you this morning. I pray that you have joy and unspeakable joy. And full of joy, full to capacity. Joy overflowing joy, flowing like a river. And that's the wisdom that God has for mankind. That you step into it and you know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. Oh, for the wisdom. Hallelujah. God is so good. He loves you. He loves me. We just make it personal. I am loved by the Almighty God. He knows the thoughts and plans that he has for us. Yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. And they are good in spite of the trials and the tribulations that we go through. Hallelujah. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Hallelujah. It's like I'll pray for you, and you pray for me. And we'll pray for each other that we'll be strong in the knowledge and strong in our God. Amen. That we'll stand. We won't bow down. We need each other to pray for one another. I need you to pray for me. And you need me to pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are strong and you don't bend. Hallelujah. Feel like that majestic folk. Let's read our scripture this morning. Let me just stop and say this. I'm talking like this, and I have had, my God, you know, let me put it this way. God has stepped in, and it's been so kind and merciful that I just can't begin to really tell you how. I prefer not to talk about events as much as I prefer, or situations and circumstances, as much as prefer to say how God has shown his kindness to me and his love for me. And I know that he loves me no greater than he loves you. And I realize that we go through things not so much ourselves alone, but so that we can encourage and strengthen others. Amen. Not our talk, but our walk, excuse my voice, our walk will be a witness to our God. Our faithfulness to our God. Hallelujah. Makes a difference. Then someone else can see and say, I can go through it because I watched her or I watched him and I saw how they did it. Oh, glory to God. That just makes me want to shout. Father, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for covering and protecting those who are in the midst of what they call a mighty hurricane. We speak peace right now. We speak safety right now. We say cease in the name of Jesus. Allow your peace to come forth, Almighty God, in the midst of the situation, in the midst of this hurricane. Because greater are thee, Almighty God, than that hurricane and any other to follow. We thank you for putting a covering over your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for all those who open their arms of love and compassion for those who are evacuating from the areas. And those who cannot leave, we ask that you protect them. In Yeshua's name, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, Almighty God. And we thank you for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we will and we are rejoicing in it. Oh God, keep us. And we thank you for how you're keeping us. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Scripture. Psalms 1, starting at the first verse. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. Proverbs 8. And I woke up this morning and just felt all of a sudden, after getting up, stirring around, moving around, all of a sudden, I just felt like I was coming down with the flu, pneumonia, something. But nevertheless, it's gone. God is good. God is good. God is good. Now listen to this. Proverbs, the 8th chapter and the 30th verse. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Proverbs 8, starting at the 30th verse and going down and reading on to the 35th. Amen. Remember that. Jot that down. Proverbs 8 and 30. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. God is so good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth. Well, he is the truth. Hallelujah. He is the truth. He is truth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Sometimes I just get excited thinking about God. When I just think about it, I mean, when I just think of the goodness, when I just think of how kind he's been, when I just think about how merciful he has been to me, when I just think about how he picked me up out of the muck and mire and cleaned me up, how I think about when I realized I had grandparents and great-grandparents at a set time, a certain time, way before I was born, way before I was even thought of, how they just would pray for us and how they would just ask God to cover us. And they didn't even know us. Hallelujah. But they prayed, my God, hallelujah. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we should do the same thing. We should pray for our children yet to be born into this earth, that they know their God and they know the will of their God for their life. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, that he cover them, he protect them, that they fulfill their divine purpose. The only reason for them to be on this earth is to do the will of God. God, we thank you. We ask that you bless and guide our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren and cover them and let the blessings
the generation of blessings flow. Oh, unstoppable, Almighty God, over each and every one of them. No hindrance, Almighty God. Let it flow and let them walk in the circle of your blessings. And their names are in the Lamb's Book of Life, great God. They know you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory be to your name. Separate those that would bring harm, hurt, or danger. Yes, God. And draw those that would encourage them to walk a holy life. Ha! Shambokuna. God, I thank you for it. I praise you and I bless your name. Hallelujah. Remember those that are mourning. Hallelujah for your care. Oh, you see every tear, Lord God, and we thank you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Every tear, every smile, nothing is hidden from you. We thank you for your healing, Almighty God. We receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, we do. We receive your word, and we thank you for the manifestation of your word. Your word said you sent your word, and you heal your people. You are the God that heal your people. High almost, son of that. We thank you for your healing, Lord God. We accept nothing that is not healing. Hallelujah. Good health. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Remember, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healing, Almighty God. Thank you for making the crooked way straight in lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see and you know all things, Lord. And you know what's on the altar of the heart. We release it all to you, Father God, in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Colossians 1. Starting at the 9th verse. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Hallelujah. That's Colossians 1, starting at the 9th verse and going to the 11th. And my dear, you can read it on, but please focus in on 9 through 11. Colossians 1. 8 through 11. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. You can pray that for everybody. Pray for everybody. Everyone. That's a lot said right there. God is good. Sometimes I just kiss my Bible. Cell phone can't do that. iPad. Just kiss my Bible. Nothing is in it but about God and what he has to say in maps, showing places and times and timelines. And, oh, God, I just love it. I love it. I love it. He loved us so that he allowed his children's lives to be sacrificed so that I can have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This right here. Hallelujah. I like it when it says Holy Bible. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The word of God. Glory be to God. God is so, so good. Mm-hmm. So, so good. And he loves us so, so much. Let's see what Paul is saying to us in Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to God, accordingly as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. And we can stop that there. Did you hear that? Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exalteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Hallelujah. Overcome good with evil. Hallelujah. Everything we need to know is in the Word. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, let me try to soothe this throat. And I am feeling much, much better. Yes, I am. Oh, my God. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I am like nothing. God is good. God is very good. Remove this from my throat, and I ask that you continue to pray for me about my throat clearing up on me. And what I have found is that when we persevere, when we just press and don't give in, because that was a false report that I could have said, oh, my goodness, I'm just jumping back in bed. I'll just have to do that another time. Or maybe I can do it later today. But I just need to rest my body. I just need to do this. But I have a testimony. God did it. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Persevere, because those are false reports. God is good. He's the healer. Hallelujah. It's closing time. Excuse me, Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. He loves me. He loves me. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. on any Sunday at 3 o'clock, please join us at 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. God bless you. We love you. We'll be praying for you, and we know you'll be praying for us. Stay strong in the Lord, and don't give up. Don't give up any territory now. Be blessed until the next time.